I'm sorry, I was talking to Rick. I'm sorry. Josh, so you were saying your suggestion is that we constantly monitor our memories?
Not necessarily monitor it. It's just when someone would attempt to use this method of implanting memories on us, you could be more aware of it, and that way we can combat it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. That's true, certainly being aware of that. So what did y'all think about it? You know, before, I mean, y'all may have already discussed it, but if you would just review for me. So what did you think about this Elizabeth Flotus and other research on this?
Well, I thought it was pretty cool what she did, or what she does for a living.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all get on the first short one before this one on Elizabeth Flotus, how many people are convicted by eyewitness testimony that turns out based on DNA testing to be not true?
No, I didn't get that one.
You do know that, let's see here. Just a second, see if I can. All right, there's a project called the Innocence Project. I'm going to click this to you. Okay, read that first sentence.
Mine is closing. Okay, so.
Okay, read the first sentence. Also, Job, put in the text chat in case yours is slow to load.
Just loaded up. So it says, eyewitness misidentification is the single greatest cause of wrongful convictions nationwide, playing a role in 72% of convictions overturned through DNA testing.
And a great majority of those people, of that 72%, are black people. Right?
Right.
Okay. Because there are more of us who are arrested, more of us who are charged with crimes, you know, more of us convicted, and we get longer sentences. Okay? So this is very important to us as a people, as well as to you if you're arrested, okay, for some foolishness, okay, or misidentified. All right? When of the ones that they do DNA testing for, and that's just the ones they've been able to get around to do DNA testing for, 72%, 7 out of 10, okay, were convicted because of faulty eyewitness testimony, okay? So she had that image of that guy named Titus, but ours is not just Titus, okay? It's and a friend of mine who's written a book was one of those. He lives in Lufkin, Texas. He was, and he's on this website actually. I'm not going to go there right now. But anyway, he just spent years in prison. And he was innocent. All right. So now let's go back to her. I just want you to put it in context that this is a very important thing. And for us to understand that eyewitness identification or misidentification is really powerful and important. Okay, back to any ahas, any surprises, or why is this important to you?
You can go, Josh.
My main thought through watching this was actually touched on at the end when he was talking about whether or not it's ethically correct, and I was kind of stumped because she made a good point, like it could be very useful in like personal health and whatnot, but at the same time it's literally altering somebody's personality, like who somebody is. And I
don't
know how I feel about that.
That's right.
What do you mean you don't know how you feel about it? Well, tell you what, typically you probably feel different ways, and so you can say the different ways you feel about it. And also distinguish the difference between what you feel about something and what you think about it. Okay. Well, she asked the question, should it be banned? It can't be. Because stories influence. Okay. Now, I don't mean that, I mean the manipulation of folks. All right. How many of you, this is an example, I want you to stay with it. We're talking about implanting memories. In Washington, D.C., a black charter school principal fired 3 black teachers for teaching too much black history. Did y'all hear about that?
Sounds familiar.
No, I never heard of it.
Is that a yes or no?
Oh, no.
Okay. The reason I just ask is so it's okay, be straight. I'll pop up the article. And it's DC teachers fired for teaching too much black history. All right. So I'm going to I'm not going to read it right now, but I just want you'll be able to read it later on. But my point is the principal says, okay, she was following the standards, okay? And the standards are set so that children learn history, right? Or a story. Okay? His story. Now, she was trying to teach, or the teachers, allegedly, I don't know the particular details, our story, which is another version. For example, in Kadira, you just finished the class, Origin of World Civilization. If you weren't going to I Education Institute and you were taking a class, it would be World Civ. And Ja, tell her what, she's a little younger than you, what would that World Civ class focus on most?
I don't know.
You haven't taken World Civ? Okay.
If you be based on the world?
No, not even close. Okay. A world civilization curriculum would start mostly with Greece and Rome. Okay. It would give you a brief subject. Okay, just check this out. I just put World Civ curriculum. Click on that link. You see the course outline?
Oh, never
mind. You see it?
Yeah.
History 101, okay? This is Westchester University, okay? I didn't make it up. I just put in the text yet. Here's what they say. This is what? World Civ, History 101, World Civ, Class 1. All right. If you go down, you'll get the first thing, January 28th, is Herodotus and the Egyptians, okay? Notice how many pages. How many pages are they going to read in the textbook?
About 3 to 4.
Really? 5, 6, 7. Okay. And that's assuming it's all of 5 and all of 7. Now the Egyptians, and notice they say Herodotus and the Egyptians. Herodotus is a Greek person who traveled to Egypt and said, we learned from the Egyptians. Now, but, so the next one, so he's taught, they're starting with Greek and what a Greek person looking back at the Egyptians. That's 1000 BC at best, Herodotus looking back, okay? But there are thousands of years before that, hundreds of thousands of years that you've learned about, Kadira. Okay. All right. The next one, Spartan rule. That's Roman. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, as you scroll down, does that look like what you learned at all?
No.
No. Okay. This is about Europe. Okay. The Persians, Alexander, quote unquote, Alexander the Great. Okay. The Roman imperialism. Okay. Now, you learned, starting with 200,000 BC, the only human, anatomically modern human beings on the planet were African, and we peopled the earth. We made Greece. We made Rome. We made all the other places. I wonder, Ja, what difference does it make in terms of a memory? Since memory has implications for future, for personality, as you said, and future behavior, I wonder what difference does it make to start with World Civ, where it actually started? Or are they trying to implant a memory, a false memory, with this curriculum? What do you think?
False.
Ja, what do you think? Yes.
That's, implant. Wild to think about. They're definitely, they're just altering. They're basically doing the same thing on a much higher scale.
There you go.
In terms of little, like, history, I suppose, is just the memory. There's facts supporting it, but they're putting you on a certain mindset from the rip, as opposed to the whole story.
Absolutely. And he, she already said that if you learn, if you were told a story that you, you know, had a bad episode with asparagus, then you would, or you really liked asparagus as a child. So here's a person who says, I don't care for asparagus, but they're told that as a child, you really liked asparagus. So they found that some of those people are more open then after that to trying and eating asparagus. Or if they said, you know, you didn't like this as a child, then people are more less likely to choose that. Suppose folks say that you were nothing as a person. You didn't count back then. Then how does that influence what you're going to learn? You know who counted? The Greeks counted. Persians, other people counted, not Africans. And the only time you learn about Africans is through what a Greek person said about them. Okay? So this manipulation of memory, I want you to understand this work that she's done is really significant. And it's not just what happens in a courtroom, although there. It can be as something as simple as bumped, that is the manipulation of verbs, from bumped to collided to crashed, okay, to contacted. Those were the four verbs that were varied in that experiment, influencing what people remember and therefore conclusions they will come to. But also, you know, whether you were a part of satanic ritual. So when I grew up watching Tarzan movies depicting Tarzan of the jungle being the smart, strong white man, moral, whatever, and the little natives, you know, scattering whenever he came, and, you know, and he had, he could talk to the animals and communicate with them. You know, Africans couldn't talk to the animals. He could fly through the jungle, you know, he could control the animals. He got the girl, and the Africans were just, you know, chumming up to him. I wonder what influence that was that designed to have on me. Or was it just entertainment, Ja? Or Kadira?
It was influence.
Huh?
It was influence.
Yes. Influence. And one of the best I'm sorry, Ja, go ahead.
I was going to say it was there to manipulate your perspective of yourself and of your things.
So that it would manipulate the future. You got it? What she shows is if we can manipulate your memory of the past, then that will determine who you think you are, and what you're likely to do in the future. You're less likely to eat asparagus if you learned it made you sick as a child. You're more likely to choose asparagus if you're told that you enjoyed it as a child. You see what I'm saying? So messing with your past is actually messing with your what? Future. Okay? That's that's why you're at IA Education Institute, okay? Because people, you know, will manipulate your past or the memory of your past, whether you actually experienced it or not. If you have a memory of it, then it's your past or your people's past. Yes, Kadir.
So are they literally changing, like, your direction? Like, they're just shifting from one destination to another?
Oh, well, she showed that you literally, she can implant a memory. I'm sorry, Jar, go ahead.
No, it's finished.
Okay, so what she showed is that they can implant, not just shift it. Shifting is contacted versus crashed, bumped, collided, right?
Right.
When you were a child, you were in a bad fish swimming accident or almost drowned and you had to be rescued. That didn't happen at all. They made up the story, suggested it to you in different ways, and then you then may decide that you are fearful of water or you're going to be more cautious about it. You see? Suppose you're learning that you won your own freedom. Not just that you did, but how you did it. What influence is that likely to have on you now to know that even under captivity, okay, even under the most brutal of circumstances, you
are capable of prevailing.
Huh?
Even under all of that, we're still capable of prevailing.
And you did. So how is that likely to influence you now? Or in the future? Or what you do?
Same way. All the adversity they went through in the past, and they were still overcoming it all and bettering themselves in the same situation we're in now. So with that being said, if they could have did it, we could have did it. Well, we can do it.
Microphone activated.
Exactly. I'm likely to be more hopeful. I'm likely to join movements, start movements, participate in it. Okay? So telling you... Eve, whether it's, here is World Civ. Now, Kadira, there's nothing there about Herto, Ethiopia. There's nothing there about the Samang people. There's nothing there about people in the earth. Do you know what? There was no place called Greece. There were no Greek people. There was no, Alexander the Great. I call him the barbarian. They didn't even exist for hundreds of thousands of years. Dinknesha was here. They didn't even exist when the Olmecs were here. See, when you get that, then so my point is this, simply, that this is happening all the time. Okay? And it's an active process, not just a defensive process. To protect ourselves. So we have to know how to tell ourselves our story. How to learn it. How to see it. In our mind's eye. So you don't just go through Origin World Civ without seeing our people traveling. Without seeing us in the Grimaldi Caves. Without seeing that. Making images of that. The reason that I really want to strengthen and have you learn how to use kombucha on everyday things is because you begin to develop the muscle of creating images, and that creates neurological pathways in your mind. Literally, this is operating on the neurological level. So when you start to study Africans and following Araminta, who leave the plantation, Africans who join, Africans who fight, Africans who build other infrastructure, Africans who run plantations on their 40 acres on a mule, you begin to see that. And as you see that, you're actually creating neurological pathways in your mind, and that's correcting the distorted ones that other people have planted there. That's how you do it. You're replacing the distorted memories and the neurological pathways that they've created in your brain with truer ones, with better ones that obliterate those. If you try to just block the other memories, here's what will happen. You remember the brain game segment where the children were doing the cotton candy?
Yes.
And you remember the ones that were successful in avoiding the temptation of eating the cotton candy?
Yes.
How were they successful, Kadir?
How they were successful was they didn't really pay attention. They distracted themselves.
They redirect. Yes, they use the word distracted. I like a better word, because what they did, one child walked out of the room, another child started saying the alphabet, another child doing some other stuff. They redirected their attention. And that's how they were able to avoid the temptation of doing what they thought they'd been trained to do, or what they wanted to do, or one part of them. So in a similar way, if we want to correct the distorted memories, we have to put new memories in their place. Okay? It's not enough just to say, oh, they're lying, because it already affects your behavior. So even when it's kind of like, oh, they're lying, if you don't put another thing in replace, because the other thing that's in the other memory that you put in the place is a memory that will direct you in the behavior you want to go in. And that's why our ancestors were master storytellers. And before you leave Aya, you will be a master storyteller. Written, oral, using computers if you want to, okay? However it is, art it. Because we have to know the stories to tell that will create the past that is truly ours. You see, people who were less than us, okay, can actually defeat us if they could convince us. Let me give you an example. I used to do this. I gave it in a speech when I was in college. I came home to Fayetteville event, and I said, okay, suppose we're in a boxing match. Ja and Kadir are in a boxing match. Make y'all, equal or something like that. Or make both of you. Ja, you're fighting a guy, and Kadir, you're fighting a girl. Y'all in a boxing match. And round one, Ja wins, Kadir wins. Round two, Ja wins, Kadir wins. Round three, four, five, six, seven, eight, Ja wins, Kadir wins. Your respective fight. On round nine, the person's hanging on, but you got the points. You've been boom. You slip, ducking a punch, bump your head against the piece, and you're knocked out. But you do it right at the bell, so you're able to go. They get you, drag you to your corner, both of you to your corners. Except they drag you to the opposite corner, to the other people's corner. You wake up, and the person tells Ja, because Ja is in his opponent's corner, man, you've been, he's been beating you to death. You know, he's got this mean uppercut and so on. So they don't tell you that you've been winning, Ja. They tell you've been losing. They tell you've lost every single round so far. Kadira, they tell you you've lost every single round. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Because you were knocked out and you had amnesia. You don't remember. And so they give you the memory that you have been losing. How's that going to affect you, Jah and Kadira? You come back out to fight. But now you have the memory that you have lost rounds 1 through 9. You got 10, 11, 12. This is a 12-round fight, not a 15. You got 3 more rounds. Definitely discouraging. Self-doubt. What about you, Kadira?
In your other rounds, you're not going to fight as strong. But in the back of your head, you're like, well, I'm not going to win, so what's the point of really doing this?
Okay, right. Both of you, discouraging. Or you might say, okay, I got to put it all in, and I start fighting wildly. I throw every punch I can throw. Yeah, I might fight stronger. Here's the word. I'll fight with desperation. Right?
Yes.
And desperation rarely wins. Now, if I have the memory and I'm behind, but I remember how the person has been winning. So in reality, if I was losing, because you weren't losing, so you don't even know the guy's punches. They just told you and whatever. But in reality, if I'm in, right, and Jah's been hitting me and he's been getting me with an uppercut and getting me with a crossover and whatever, or if we've been playing ball and, you know, and he's just breaking my ankles, okay, then that means I will adjust. And with my urgency or desperation, I will know how, you know, I definitely got to stay away from that uppercut, okay? So I will adjust even as I fight harder. But you don't, in this example, you don't even know how to adjust, do you? So you're left with, I'm going to fight with desperation. You ever seen anybody fight kind of just with desperation against somebody who was confident? Who wins? Most times. The guy would go.
The stronger person.
Well, in this case, the person could have been stronger. But you see, because he's believing deep inside that he's going to lose, or he may lose, or he's lost all of these, then he has to put everything on the line. So he starts swinging wildly and whatever, and burn himself. Yeah. Totally different than if you would wake up, and I mean, you didn't fall. You didn't lose the memory. You know, or if you woke up and you had the memory that you've been winning 9, you know, and you slipped. Instead of slip, they told you, man, he hit you and knocked you out. Glad you came to, you know, in time. You'd have the memory, oh, I just slipped. God didn't even hit me. I was ducking a punch, successfully ducked it, but, you know, slipped. So it's like, no biggie. You just get up. Now, here is the analogy. We are in a 12-round fight. African people have just slipped. From 200,000 BC, we have been in charge. No, we're not right now. We slipped. But that's not the rule. We've been winning. Do we have to make some adjustments? Yeah, but you understand, I go differently when I know that for the first 100,000 years, for the second 100,000 years, okay, for the next 1,000 years, oh yeah, I'm not hopeless, I'm not discouraged, and I'm not desperate. Is it urgent? Yes, I need to address this, being shot in the street, my children and myself being pulled over and afraid. Oh yeah, I need to address this. But I'm confident that we will win here because we have been winning all of our lives, all of our people's lives we have been winning. Okay, so for the last 1,000 years, we haven't. But what's 1,000 years, Jah, to 200,000?
Nothing.
So I beat you the first round, I slip, and you win the 9th round. I've won 8. I come back in the 10th round. Am I confident? Yes. You got lucky. I got careless. I got over cocky. But I'll adjust because I've been winning the first, you know, 8. Same here, y'all. So this study, and I want you to be able to know this person's name. I want you to know, be able to refer to this study. Because what you're just learning here is one of the differences and one of the objectives of our education institute. You're not just coming to get a school and to get a grade. We're coming to correct the distorted memories so that it in fact influences and we don't have a distorted future. Because the person who implants the memory wants a future, a certain future for you. And they want a certain future for them. So we start to envy them, treat them a certain way, that may be out of character or inconsistent with the correct memory. All right? So this falsifying memories is a very important video that you can go, whether you're going to talk about, and I you know, it's important. I can go back and say it, and I'll just tell you this, and I know I got you to get you to lunch. I also do counseling, okay, me and Mama Fia, with people, individuals, because we do healing oppressions, wounds work, and that's about relationships and communication and individuals and organizations and couples and stuff like that. But also we do individual work with people. And so there was this woman who broke up with her father. I mean, her mother. She's a woman now, but she has her mother was living. Her father was passed. And most of her memories of her father was through her mother, even though she did remember him early on. But the mother didn't like the dad. And so the child's memories were memories of the mother's making, the mother who didn't like it. And, the mother wasn't trying to, do anything. Actually, she was trying to protect the child, she thought. But she gave actually distorted memories. And part of our work, this man had gone to fight in the war and had come back to one of the southern states. And he put, even though he put his life on the line for this country, he was met with all kind of discrimination, couldn't get a house, couldn't get whatever. He definitely felt discouraged. And he started drinking, okay, because he put everything on the line and got nothing in return. And so the daughter would see him, and he'd make some promises, and he didn't keep them. And eventually he broke up with the mother. And I said, if you want to know who your daddy was, you got to talk to your dad's sisters and brothers. Talk to your uncles. And talk to him about the man that was fighting in the war, the man before the war, before oppression beat him up. And she realized that she hadn't really talked and got the picture of her dad from those people. Now, it wasn't that her mother was mean or bad, because, of course, because of the relationship and his starting to drink, her mother did the thing that she needed to do, and that is to leave him. At the same time, she is part of her dad, like it or lump it. And so she went to find his sister and ask, what did she like about this man? What did she respect about him? What was he like before racism broke his back, or his will, or whatever? So went back to correct her distorted memory that was unintentionally in some ways distorted by the mother's pain of the relationship. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
And how did that influence her? If all she thinks about is her dad was a no good alcoholic,
user disconnected from your channel,
then what is that going to say about her, Ja?
She's the same attributes within herself.
Yeah, she's at least got some of that. But we can know that our parents aren't perfect. We know that, wow, no, this is who he was. This is who he was growing up. This is who he was, whatever. Yeah, this happened, and we're sad that happened, and we was hoping that he would, come out of that, but he didn't come out of that. you know, it was so bad. And see, a lot of people don't know what happens to people when they go to war. Okay, you don't know. They haven't ever been where you have to kill people and people killing you and your best friends are dying for some white business interest. And you come back home and you can't even get a house. Treated as nothing. And she had discounted that. And of course, the mother had discounted that. And the mother was okay. She was supposed to. The mother was trying to take care of herself and a child. But that, so we went back and corrected that distorted memory. So it then influenced who she saw herself as. And she didn't have to discount that her father did those things, yes, and the mother left, yes, and that's not the whole story about her dad or about her. That's healing. So, Jai, when we say you got to be warriors, healers, and builders, that's healing. Wouldn't you agree? Jai, you still there? Kadir, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, whether it's on a group scale from distorted memories, okay, and it wasn't enough for her to say, well, my dad wouldn't like that. You got to replace them. It wasn't enough for us to say, oh, that we're not like that. We got to replace them. And it's not enough just to say, well, we invented things. No, what? I got to see it. I got to replace it. You know, confidence, she said, detail and emotion. Okay. And that's why I work with you just so that you get the detail enough that you can paint a picture to someone. That's why, Kadir, I'm asking you to go and tell the story of Timbuktu, and you have to tell it in detail so that people can get it. You didn't know before yesterday about that we had 20,000 children in school greater than the whole population of London, did you?
No.
Okay. You didn't know about chandeliers and gold-plated this, and you ain't know about that. So as you tell the story, you have to give it details so that they will create the images in their minds. And that's what's creating the new neurological pathways. That's the brain work. Okay? And our ancestors were master storytellers because we knew what these folks are just finding out, at least in terms of the science folks. Folks have already known that, which is why they fire these teachers who are teaching too much black history. Because those teaching that black history is correcting the distorted memories of the past, which means it will correct them living a distorted future. All right. And I'll let you all have the last word. Any thoughts or comments? Yes.
I like your example of the boxing match.
Good. Why?
No, I don't know why. Like, I just like it. It's just
okay.
Like a nice explanation.
Good. Glad you liked it. Ja?
One thing I got to say is we got work to do. We're constantly bombarded with all these false fictional memories that are affecting us very negatively. And we got to, like you said, replace them, learn the truth.
Microphone activated.
Absolutely. Let me just give you a key. Once you begin to correct them, then the thing that you were talking about earlier, like be on guard, they're much easier to detect. Okay? See, and Ja, you haven't had the Origin of World Civ class yet, but you will, just because all our students do to graduate from here. If you know the details of us beginning humanity, 200,000 BC, and us peopling the earth and all of that, then when somebody comes and says, you know, Kadir was able to look at that 101 civilization class, and what did you think about that? Would somebody have been able to get that over on you, Kadir, as World Civ? Did you say no? I said, if somebody, you walked into a class and somebody said, this is World Civ 101, would they have been able to get that over on you as real World Civ? No, because you know too much. It's like, wait a minute, I'm sorry, I don't even go that way. You know, like many times, like, I'm sorry, I don't have to go to the details. You're going in the wrong direction. You can't start World Civ class with Herodotus, period, in the story. I don't even have to deal with the details. You see what I'm saying, John?
Right.
You see how we got a lot of work to do? But if we do the foundational work and we begin to correct the stories, then when you pick me up another story, it's like, uh-uh. And particularly if that story has detail, you know, and corroborating it, you know, that's why we go to different sources and facts. So it's like, no, this is it. So like, now, it takes a whole lot then to get you off track. So you begin to go on a different path and you can sense and you're suspect of information that takes it different. Like, wait a minute, we did what? Okay, that doesn't make sense given that we did this right here. Given that this is who we were, that this story here that we didn't, like, I don't make no sense. Like, black people lazy, that don't make no sense to me. You know, we built all this and we went, nah. You see what I'm saying? So it's, we don't, once you begin to go in the right direction, you can sense almost instantly whenever that false information is coming in. And at least you people have to give you a preponderance of evidence. You guys said, nah, we got to check that out. I'll give you one more example if y'all hang with me. This is having to do with the movie. Did y'all see the movie The Matrix, the first one?
Yes.
Jai, you remember The Matrix? All right, great. So, fast forward in the movie until Morpheus is captured, right? He's in the chair, okay? Neo has gone to the Oracle, and the Oracle said, I'm sorry, kiddo, you ain't the one. But he says, I got to go get Morpheus anyway. So he and Trinity strap up, you know, with all kinds of guns, artillery, whatever. They going in, and they going to, you know, save Morpheus. Cool. So they're in the helicopter, and they say Morpheus jumps. Morpheus jumps on the holds on. Well, he's not going to make it. So Neo reaches out and grabs him. Right? Y'all got that scene? Y'all with me?
Yeah.
All right. So they have to land him down on the building. Okay. So Trinity's driving the helicopter. They start shooting into the helicopter. They hit the gas, and it's beginning to go down. But Morpheus and Neo are down. Morpheus looks to Neo. And, you know, kind of says, you know, I'm sorry, you know, she said I ain't the one. And Morpheus is still down. Neo goes and grabs the rope that was left that she dropped them down with, and starts grabbing it and pulling it. And that's when you begin to get the sense that he's the one, right?
Right.
Okay, here's where I rewrite it. Morpheus looks at him. He says, the Oracle says, I'm not the one. Morpheus says, yeah, but we got to do something. So Morpheus goes and grabs a rope. And he discovers, as he's pulling it up, that he's the one that he's been looking for. That he is the one that he's been looking for all the time. How about that rewrite? So instead of having us look for a great white hope who's going to save us, okay, another Jesus or another whatever great white hope you can find, this great man Morpheus who's looking for this person finds that through that such, because Neo didn't know he was the one either, right? He discovered because there was something that he had to do. He wasn't going to let Trinity die. Well, guess what? Morpheus knew Trinity before. Morpheus is not going to let Trinity die. And he discovers that he's the one. And the story then to us is that we discover that we are the ones we've been looking for. So when that movie came and I saw that, I said, I told my daughters to write that. I said, hold it. We got to rewrite that ending. I'm sorry. I ain't going for that. Ain't going for that. That's that same great white hope. It's a wonderful story. Powerful actor. Morpheus, powerful black actors in the movie. You know, good, a whole lot of truth that your mind's being manipulated, all that stuff like that. But on the end, they're trying to run that same old great white hope. Implant that memory. Stop. X-nay on that. And I said, let me tell you how the real story is. And I you see what I'm saying, Jal? You see how I blocked that? Okay.
Okay.
Because once you know and begin to recreate it, those things that are inconsistent with it, you're able to boom. So I used to talk about the movies with my children. They's like, oh, Dad, would you be quiet? No, I didn't be quiet. Why? Because I was teaching them how to do the same thing. And when I say you cannot say slavery in his class, what am I doing? And you are actively changing it. So instead of he was born a slave, how, ain't nobody born no slave. He was born African. You see what I'm saying? You know, he was a slave that was 6 feet tall. No, there ain't no race of people called slave. He was African. See, just using that terminology, you've already learned from her, right? Bumped versus crashed creates a different perception and a memory of reality. Well, slave versus African creates a difference, wouldn't you think? Who wants to be identified? Do you want to be identified with slave? No.
Disconnected from your,
which means you won't study and learn the power and the strategies of your ancestors if they keep saying slave. And that's why 12 years a slave gets the Academy Award. It ain't for white folks. Except for them to continue to have the memory to see you like that. It's for you.
User joined your channel.
What was the question?
The question was, in our school, you can't use slave. All right? And you heard that part, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the question was, would you like to identify with a slave? Or would you more rather identify with an African? Right. So then it affects you in the future because you distance yourself from the slave. That was them. That was they. That was back there. And you don't come to know the power, the strategy, the smarts of those Africans who not only survived, but who broke the manacles of captivity off their arms and defeated the North, the South, and the British in doing so. Now, we're not finished, but you got to count that. But no, you don't even want to go back there to deal with that. If that's slave. Okay, so just by using the word, you've learned changing verbs changes behavior, changes memory, and therefore changes the future. Changing, in this case, slave is not a verb. What is that? What part of speech is that? A slave is noun. Okay, he was born a slave. It could be if you want to.
Joined your channel.
Noun. Okay, we say Africa.
User left your channel.
Okay, so just the reason that sometimes people are like, oh, Bible Kessler, you know, it's so cumbersome. Do we really have to do that? And what does Bible Kessler say? Absolutely, because it's not just a quirk. It's not just trying to be funny, you know. It's not just being rebellious, although it is being rebellious, but it's more than being rebellious. It's healing, and it's creating a different future. All right, folks. Take care.
You too.
User left your channel.